Great Balls of Fire. This is, as some of you may know, a popular song from antediluvian days, but it is also what people saw above Kirstenbosch Gardens at last weekend's concert. These are regular occurrences in the night sky, and there was one in 2021 which was spotted by many locals in the same vicinity. These are called bolides, or colloquially fireballs, and are simply fragments of comets which passed through Earth's orbit a long, long time ago, leaving behind them clouds of debris. Unlike most meteors, which burn upon entry to Earth's atmosphere and we call shooting stars, and they're typically the size of a grape, bolides are larger pieces which make it further down in the sky before cracking up. They're extremely bright. And yes, they are there in the daytime too, but we can't see them. So about 400,000 tons of the stuff slam into the upper atmosphere every day, so no big deal. But the larger ones do look spectacular. I've even seen one with green flames, which must reflect what the lump of burning rock is composed of. On to other fiery subjects. A long-anticipated eruption at Mauna Loa started late Sunday in Hawaii, disrupting flights and triggering an emergency response as fissures at the volcano's summit sent up lava fountains up to 150 meters high. The lava is not posing an imminent threat to downslope communities. Mauna Loa is the world's largest active volcano and hasn't erupted for 38 years. Interested astronomy listeners may know that some of the world's biggest telescopes are on the summit of Mauna Kea on the same island, but Mauna Kea has an ice warning currently and is capped in snow. These two mountains are a mere 50 kilometres apart, but Mauna Kea is a very dormant volcano and is over 4 kilometres high. With its high elevation, dry environment and stable airflow, Mauna Kea's summit is one of the best sites in the world for astronomical observation. Since the creation of an access road in 1964, 13 telescopes funded by 11 countries have been constructed at the summit. So that's the volcanoes in Hawaii, and some of you may have heard about Mauna Loa erupting last weekend. So far, we know volcanoes are found on Mercury, Venus, the Moon, Mars, and Jupiter's moon Io. But the active volcanoes are only found on Earth and Io. But volcanoes could be erupting on Venus or Jupiter's moon Europa, but we can't see if they are due to Venus's thick atmosphere and Europa's thick ice shell. How do we know this? Well, because lava flows in channels like water, creating them as it flows downhill. They sometimes make snake-like pathways and embankments just like rivers. Once the lava stops flowing through the channel empties and cools, leaving the channel and banks behind. We can see many lava channels on Venus, the Moon and Mars, which tells us that hot lava once flowed across their surfaces. Lava also forms large flood sheets, where enormous puddles of lava stack on top of each other, and we can see these on Mercury and Io too. You can also see the characteristic cone shape of volcanoes on other planets, as well as calderas, depressions in the ground that tell us where magma was stored before it erupted as lava. Once a magma chamber has emptied, the land sinks downwards, producing what's called a caldera, and these are found on Venus, Mars, and Io too. What about volcanoes on exoplanets outside of our solar system? Researchers have modelled and synthesised lava in the laboratory to see how rock may be formed in faraway worlds, but so far we don't actually know. We are hoping that the James Webb Space Telescope may reveal more about the atmospheres of exoplanets, which may tell us about their volcanic activity. In 2021, scientists found evidence of the movement of plates of a planet's crust, which happens due to heat inside the planet. This is a planet 45 light years from Earth, and it's likely to have volcanic activity because it tightly orbits a red dwarf star, and it's an exoplanet that is rocky and a bit larger than Earth. It's so near its parent star and zips around it so quickly that the planet's year is just 11 hours long. Observing signs of volcanism and tectonic activity is tricky because although the planet's atmosphere may give us clues as to what's going on in the planet, it can also hide what's going on at the surface. So a lot of what we believe about exoplanets currently is extrapolation from what we know in our own solar system. But that is going to change as time moves on and these big telescopes come on stream. So, that's it for Great Balls of Fire. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us a lovely quiet weekend.
If